We are so glad that you have decided to join us today for the Bridge for Peace Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckhart. On this weekly podcast, which comes out every Wednesday, Annette interviews a member of the Bridge for Peace family. If you would like to learn more about our ministry or help us by becoming a financial partner, visit our website at bridgeforpeace.org. We hope you enjoy the interview and that you are inspired to walk closer to Jesus. Here is Annette.
Welcome to the Bridge for Peace program. I'm Annette Eckhart with you today for Bridge for Peace, bringing healing to the nations through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. And I have got good news for you because I have got a repeat guest. My brother, Kevin McKernan. Welcome, Kev.
Hello there, everyone.
I know last time we had a great time praying for people on the Bridge for Peace program, and we'll see what the Holy Spirit has in mind today.
Okay.
So I'm looking at Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1. And the heading, the title that I have here is, on the whole chapter, I imagine, is the preparation for the Christian mission. So the Holy Spirit, and this is what we start talking about, the promise of the Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is really the preparation for the Christian mission. So many practices that we have are for our own interior growth. You know, reading the Word of God, praying, repenting, being sanctified. But then there comes a so important, the preparation for the Christian mission, which is a mission that every Christian has, not just for certain people.
Yeah, and of course, one of the great preparations for that is being able to love people and know that you love people and knowing that we can be loving even if we don't feel like we're loving people. There's a favorite verse of mine. It's Romans 5:5. It says that the Holy Spirit pours love into our heart. It's like an ongoing, continuous sense. He's pouring love into our heart. And I can remember thinking about it once and realize, yeah, he's pouring love into our heart because he's pouring himself into our heart, and he is love. And that we're just walking around as sanctuaries or tabernacles of the Holy Spirit. And of course, that's attractive to people when we're emanating that love of the Holy Spirit that's in us.
Mm, amen. When you talk about that, Gev, reminds me of an experience I had, I'd say probably 20 years, 25 years ago. So I was taking a course from a very famous author. And in the course of the classes, she asked a question. Why do you want to get your message out there? Mm. Why do people want to get their message out there? And I put my hand up. Nobody else in the class, big class, nobody else put their hand up. I put my hand up. I said, because we care about people. And she said, we can't care about all people. That was her response. Well, I guess about 8 years later, something like that, I took another course with her, and she asked the same question, why do we want to get our message out there? And I put my hand up again, the only person, and I said, because we care about people. And she said again, we can't care about all people. And I was like, I think I've been here before, you know, but I totally forgot. But the reality is that we do care about people in Bridge for Peace. Certainly we care about people and we want to help people. And I guess, as you say, it's because we love people. Mm. And it's always surprising to me that there are people that don't care about people and really don't want to help people.
Yeah.
But want to manipulate people or control people or use people for their benefit. Mm. You know? And I know a lot of you who are listening to us today, immediate situations will come to your mind of even traumatic events in your life. And we want to empower you and equip you and set you free because we care about you in Bridge for Peace. And that's why we're on the radio and on these podcasts and on television and everywhere we are, is to get the message of the love of Jesus Christ to you, because we care about you. And this preparation, as you're saying, the preparation for the Christian mission, the next heading is the promise of the Spirit. And we have got today the promise of the Spirit. And that gives us the empowerment to forgive people. My friends, that's the first step. If you've been in a situation where you've been used or manipulated, traumatized, betrayed, that's the first step, is a step of forgiveness, receiving forgiveness and offering forgiveness to others, and not continually accusing. And it's not easy, and I understand that, particularly when you've been betrayed, it's not easy. But we don't have only the power to do easy things. In the Holy Spirit, we have the power that all things can be done for us and through us, through the blood of Jesus Christ. So we want to really pray that today you would realize that you have got all the preparation you need for the Christian mission, because you've got Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus, you've got a Father, and you've got the Holy Spirit, who wants to bring healing for you today, who wants to bring peace to you today. And there's certain steps that we've recognized as we've walked in the ministry of Bridge for Peace, certain steps that we've recognized that can bring peace. Kev, do you have a scripture? You're looking at a scripture that's coming to your mind?
Well, I'm actually thinking of something that happened last night. As I was going to bed, I was just, I thought, well, I'm just going to picture myself with Jesus from one of the gospel stories, and we're going to have a little chat. So I was thinking, where should I visit Jesus? And the first thing that came to mind was the wedding feast at Cana. I thought it was a nice celebratory atmosphere.
Absolutely.
So I found myself sitting at a table kind of far away from all the dancing and all the singing and all the celebration stuff. So we had like a little table against the wall, kind of away from everybody. Everyone was centered on the bride and groom, of course. And so we were just... We had a little exchange, and one of the things that Jesus said was, his peace, he said he had given me his proprietary peace. I thought, wow. So after I was done, I was looking up the word. I mean, I had my sense of the word, and I thought I didn't want to interfere with the vision, if you want to call it that. I had of the last number of months, I guess, been having a little trouble sleeping, getting up during the night a couple of times, and then not able to get back to sleep. And so the Lord was saying, I want you to sleep well. I've given you this proprietary peace. And that's like, it's the first time I didn't get up all night, and I don't know when.
Praise the Lord.
Really great. And I was thinking, the proprietary peace, that's the peace that only he can give. It's proprietary. You know, we think of maybe Apple phones with proprietary hardware, and things, you have to buy it from Apple. It's the only way you can get it for it to work, or something like that. Jesus' peace, he's the only place that you can get that peace. He is the owner of it. You know, I think it talks about in the Gospel of John, you know, the peace I give you is not like the world gives peace. And that's absolutely right. You know, the world's peace is fleeting. It's got its ups and downs depending on circumstances. But that proprietary peace from Jesus, wow, that just stays with you. That's like just part of who you are.
Amen. Yeah. So proprietary, my friends, P-R-O-P-R-I-E-T-A-R-Y, proprietary. We've been talking today with Kevin McKernan on the Bridge for Peace program about proprietary peace. We are Bridge for Peace, but we're coming now to a new understanding of peace, the peace that only Jesus can give, as we look at that word, proprietary. Proprietary, for me, I think of proprietary formulas. Sometimes when you get a vitamin or some kind of a health formula, a pill, a capsule, and you look to see what are the ingredients, you cannot discover the ingredients because they will put on it proprietary formula.
Mm.
That means only the person who developed it has the formula for it, and no one else can copy it.
Mm.
That's the kind of peace that Jesus gives to you. He alone has the formula. He owns it. He paid the price for it to give it to you. You don't have to buy the proprietary formula, nor can you. But you can receive it because Jesus went to the cross and he shed his blood that you would receive him. And in receiving him, you would receive the proprietary formula for peace because he is our bridge for peace. I hope, my friends, that this is encouraging to you.
Yeah, that I just wanted to give that verse. It's John 14:27. I'm reading from the Passion Translation. I leave the gift of peace with you, my peace. And we would, for today's discussion, insert the word my proprietary peace. Not the kind of fragile peace given by the world, but my perfect peace. Don't yield to fear or be troubled in your hearts. Instead, be courageous.
Amen. This raises a question for us. Are we yielding to fear? Are we living with trouble in our hearts? The Lord says to us, don't do that. And we say, how? We can walk free of fear in the name of Jesus. Through the name of Jesus Christ, we can rebuke every spirit of fear, and we can call on the blood of Jesus for our healing of traumatic events and painful events in our lives. And I'm just going to ask you, Kev, now we just have a minute left here. Would you pray for those who say, I want that kind of peace, proprietary peace.
Yeah, you know, I've met a number of people. I remember working with a man that I would talk to about the Lord. He wanted to talk, but he claimed to be an atheist. And on more than one occasion, he would say, all I want is some peace. Everybody wants it, and there's really only one place to get it, as we're talking today. So we thank you, Lord, for the provision that you've made for everyone who comes to you and says, Jesus, I need help. I want to give my life to you. If you're anxious, if you're troubled, there's a place to get peace, and his name is Jesus Christ. Whatever has happened in your past, whatever you're going through now, it's time to spend a moment with Jesus, tell him that you need his peace, and then begin to look forward. Whatever has happened in the past is not going to change for you what happens in the future when we give our lives to Jesus. Everything becomes new. Let Jesus make your life new today and filled with peace.
God bless you today from Bridge for Peace as we bring healing to the nations through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ.
We hope you have enjoyed this inspiring episode of the Bridge for Peace Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckert. If you would like to learn more about the ministries of Bridge for Peace or help us continue publishing these podcasts by becoming a financial partner, please go to our website, bridgeforpeace.org. If you desire to learn more about praying for healing and understanding all that the grace of God provides for you through the shed blood and resurrection of Jesus Christ, check out our Foundation e-courses on our website. Also, if you have any questions, need prayer, or have a story to share, email us at info@bridgeforpeace.org. Please join us every Wednesday for more inspiring interviews with Annette. This is Scott Silverberg for Bridge for Peace founders Ed and Annette Eckert, wishing you a blessed day and hoping that you would allow Jesus to become your bridge for peace.